You'll hear five different people talking about the head teacher or principal of their former secondary school. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to F what each speaker is saying. Use the letters only once. There's one extra letter which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds in which to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
It's strange looking back because at the time you don't always appreciate people. And certainly I think that's true of your teachers, and particularly a head teacher. I mean, she was always encouraging us not to drop litter and to think about things like preserving the countryside and so on. And she'd say, "Don't you want your children to live in a better world?" But when you're 15, you can't imagine having a family. All you care about is getting your homework done and going out with your friends.
Speaker 2.
I don't know if it's the same in all countries, but where I live, your head teacher usually teaches classes too, and we had our head for athletics. In one way, it was exciting, because she was very good at it herself, like she could outrun any of the boys in our class. But whatever we were doing, she was always pushing us to do it faster than anyone else or jump higher than our friends, regardless of the talent or ability we had. And with some, it was pointless.
Speaker 3.
I think if it hadn't been for our head teacher, I'd be doing something quite different now. She used to assess our art exams, and although there were people in my class who were really talented artists, you know, they could paint anything from real life and it looked brilliant, she always preferred the more unusual stuff. She said it showed we had ideas of our own. And she really liked that, so I did well. I mean, now I make a living putting designs on greeting cards.
Speaker 4.
I always felt that our head teacher was undervalued and that she might have done better in a different environment. Her own staff held her up a bit. They all seemed, oh, I don't know, maybe they just didn't like the idea of change. But I remember she wanted to introduce a new teaching method for French classes, and the department head just dismissed the idea. And so many ideas she had, which were never taken up, are being used in schools today. I sometimes wonder how she feels.
Speaker 5.
I've got some friends who say they left school and they suddenly felt lost. They'd spent a long time getting an education, but didn't know what to do once they'd got it. I think we were lucky, because our head teacher built up a good network of contacts with local people, and so they didn't mind giving us an insight into what it might be like, say, working in a hospital or office. I know it wasn't a new idea or anything, but I think she gave us a good sense of direction, which I've valued all my life.
Now you'll hear part 3 again. Speaker 1.
It's strange looking back because at the time you don't always appreciate people. And certainly I think that's true of your teachers, and particularly a head teacher. I mean, she was always encouraging us not to drop litter and to think about things like preserving the countryside and so on. And she'd say, "Don't you want your children to live in a better world?" But when you're 15, you can't imagine having a family. All you care about is getting your homework done and going out with your friends.
Speaker 2.
I don't know if it's the same in all countries, but where I live, your head teacher usually teaches classes too, and we had our head for athletics. In one way, it was exciting, because she was very good at it herself, like she could outrun any of the boys in our class. But whatever we were doing, she was always pushing us to do it faster than anyone else or jump higher than our friends, regardless of the talent or ability we had. And with some, it was pointless.
Speaker 3.
I think if it hadn't been for our head teacher, I'd be doing something quite different now. She used to assess our art exams, and although there were people in my class who were really talented artists, you know, they could paint anything from real life and it looked brilliant, she always preferred the more unusual stuff. She said it showed we had ideas of our own, and she really liked that, so I did well. I mean, now I make a living putting designs on greeting cards.
Speaker 4.
I always felt that our head teacher was undervalued and that she might have done better in a different environment. Her own staff held her up a bit. They all seemed, oh, I don't know, maybe they just didn't like the idea of change. But I remember she wanted to introduce a new teaching method for French classes, and the department head just dismissed the idea. And so many ideas she had which were never taken up are being used in schools today. I sometimes wonder how she feels.
Speaker 5.
I've got some friends who say they left school and they suddenly felt lost. They'd spent a long time getting an education, but didn't know what to do once they'd got it. I think we were lucky, because our head teacher built up a good network of contacts with local people, and so they didn't mind giving us an insight into what it might be like, say, working in a hospital or office. I know it wasn't a new idea or anything, but I think she gave us a good sense of direction, which I valued all my life.
That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.